Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't be going out tonight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thirdingredient.com. Colleen Stanley is here. She's a new friend, president and founder of Sales Leadership, Inc. She's an expert in sales training. And I'm folks, you know that's my background. And just listening to her say the way she's describing things, the way she's expressing herself, the points that she's making proves to me that she knows what she's talking about. Emotional Intelligence for Sales Success, that's one of her books. Colleen, thanks again for being here. I'm proud of the work that you're doing because it's important. I really fear that salespeople today are not getting the quality and the strategic sales training that they need for the 21st century customer. What do you think?
Well, I would agree, and I would even say take out any labels with it. They're just not getting enough training and development. And, yeah. Jim, you've probably seen this where for some reason in companies we think salespeople are born, and they are developed. And sales is a it's a great profession, but it's a hard profession.
It's a profession. You have to learn. It's a discipline. It's an education. It's an execution. I mean, it's not rocket science, but it isn't something that people are born to do and to do it professionally. If you're going to sell something, anybody can sell something, right? They do it on eBay all the time. But if you're going to be a professional, that's a discipline you have to get training and practice, don't you?
Yes, you do. And, you know, and that's on the company, and then it's on the salesperson, because you just mentioned something very important, practice. Because one thing I've seen is, you know, you can provide sales training to people, your manager can coach, but you know what? It's inherently upon the salesperson to practice a lot, because it's only with mastery that you can really show up to an appointment relaxed and comfortable, right? So when I see people not masterful, they've still not put in that time. We call it, you know, 144 times of repetition. They're sitting on that sales meeting, and they can't be other focused because they're too worried about, quote, their next sales ninja move.
Right.
And so mastery is a huge one after you've been given the education.
Right. No question about it. And I want to come back to something you mentioned earlier that I think is really important. And we're talking about emotional part of a transaction, folks, of a sales process. You talked about self-awareness. You know, one of the most important things that I was taught by Xerox when I worked for them back in the day was the ability to do self-analysis. And what you learn is every post-call analysis that you do of yourself, when you walk out of the building and you get in your car and you're getting ready to go to your next call, you replay that entire call in your head and you think about, okay, what went right, what went wrong. And the beauty of it is every post-call analysis becomes a pre-call analysis for the next one, right?
Oh, that is a great point. Mm-hmm.
But self-analysis can hurt a little bit, right? I mean, how many times have you sat there and said, man, I nailed that. I wish my boss had been here. And then the next time you leave and you say, God, I'm glad my boss wasn't there. He'd have fired me. As Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true, right?
Right. Well, and to your point, Jim, on the self-analysis, I think you need to bring in, there's another EQ skill called self-regard, and it's the ability to admit your strengths and weaknesses, and it's that inner confidence. So where I find people get stuck is that they're not willing to admit and own it. You know what? I screwed up this call. I didn't do enough preparation. I haven't practiced enough. Therefore, when I got a curveball, which is going to happen in any business,
right,
I wasn't able to redirect. And so the really successful salespeople in life have the ability to say, hey, I did this really well. you know what? I'm owning this one, and it's on me. I'm not blaming the company that the price is too high, that I have terrible prospects or a territory. And that that reflection, that's where it happens.
And you got to walk out and say, okay, what did we learn? What did I learn from this? And how do I make sure it doesn't happen again? Everybody's going to make mistakes. I've blown calls. I've blown opportunities over the years. And the thing is, you can look at it as an investment, even though it costs you money. You can look at it as an investment if you learn something from it. But if you don't,
that's right.
If you're not capable of self-analysis or self-regard, self-evaluation, then it'll just be lost. It'll just be thrown away. It'll just be literally an expense, right?
It is. And, you know, this whole thing around failure is so important for managers and CEOs to teach because everyone's heard the phrase, you learn more from your failures than your successes.
Right.
And yet I don't see anybody rushing out to fail, risk, try new things. You know, you walk into a company and you see all the success walls, you know, vendor of the year, company of the year. So they literally aren't teaching the lesson that you're going to take a few face plants.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes the only way you get the lesson.
Exactly.
And then how
right.
do you recover from that?
Hey, Colleen, I need your website, please.
It is salesleadershipdevelopment.com.
All right. And the books are there?
Lots of free resources. The book is there, lots of blogs. Podcasts, so lots of free resources, ebooks for people to continue learning and improving.
Check it out. Give it to us one more time.
www.salesleadershipdevelopment.com.
All right. Hey, Colleen Stanley, will you come back another day?
I would love to come back another day, Jim. Thank you.
We enjoyed having you here. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Colleen Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 After. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.